It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We've been hearing for months about prolonged negotiations at the state capitol over proposals to fund a transportation bill that would address the problems of Pittsburgh's deteriorating bridges as well as crumbling roads and mass transportation. Even though Governor Corbett has stated that this is a top priority of his administration, no deal has been reached. But there are renewed hopes that a funding proposal could come to a vote as soon as next week. I'm joined now from Harrisburg by Associated Press Capitol correspondent Mark Levi. Good day, Mark.
How are you doing?
Well, thank you. First off, Mark, what would this funding bill do? What does it cover?
Well, it would be pretty a comprehensive bill. The one that passed the Senate had money for to rebuild roads, bridges, to help mass transit agencies. There's about three dozen in the state. There was money to plan for biking routes, walking routes to help the state's airports and river ports. So, like I said, it was pretty comprehensive. The large amount of money, the bulk of the money, would go to highways and bridges, with about one-fifth going to the mass transit agencies.
So we've been hearing about this. We've identified problems, needs that need to be addressed with funding. We heard about it in the report that we just aired from Josh Rollerson. So that having been said, what is holding this up?
Well, the Senate passed the $2.5 billion a year bill by a vote of 45-5 in early June. Since then, the House has been unable to find a consensus on its plan. Leadership in the spring had never really identified transportation as their priority. And so in June, it was a last minute exercise for them to respond to the Senate bill and come up with the votes. And they failed to do that. And we're talking about the Republican leadership in the House. The complicated part of it is that this is a big tax increase, so you automatically have some members of the House Republicans who will refuse to vote for that. It's also a bill that would direct a good portion of money to mass transit agencies, and you tend to have resistance to that from rural lawmakers. Democrats are in support of increasing the state's transportation funding. But as they are in the minority, they're only willing to supply a certain number of votes for any kind of bill that involves a tax increase. So that puts the onus on Republicans to come up with a certain number of votes to help it pass. And that's becoming complicated, like I said, when you have some element of the Republican caucus that is resistant to increasing taxes.
And then also complicating this issue is the prevailing wage law and a dispute along party lines over whether and how this should come into play in the negotiations over transportation funding. Explain what's happening here, Mark.
So the House Republican leadership has been looking for ways to entice more votes from Republican members for a transportation funding bill. One way they've come up with to do that has been to roll back prevailing wage laws. And if you're unfamiliar with that, it essentially sets minimum wage guidelines for the people who do the work on road projects. Labor unions are big backers of the prevailing wage law, and Democrats are also big backers of it. The argument against prevailing wage laws is that it inflates the cost of a project by insisting on a minimum payment for the workers who do that kind of work. And so the idea is to exempt some projects from prevailing wage laws. By doing that, you would be theoretically saving money for some local governments, particularly in rural areas, and that would encourage more Republicans to vote for it. Democrats are resisting it. Labor unions are resisting it. There are a couple labor unions who have agreed to go along with a limited rollback of prevailing wage laws, But I think that the broader rollback that Republicans have sought is not finding any union backers.
Will House Democrats, are there any that will go along with any changes to the prevailing wage law? Because if you've got the Republicans in the majority, doing the math here, it would take less than a consensus among Democrats to maybe put this through.
The conventional wisdom around here is that if the unions are divided over a rollback of prevailing wage laws, then Democrats will not support it. If unions are wholeheartedly in support of some sort of rollback, then Democrats will go along with it. Right now, there were two different types of rollbacks that Republicans were looking for. One involved exempting certain types of reconstruction projects from prevailing wage laws. Another involved raising the threshold for a project cost to be exempt. So raising the threshold from a $25,000 project to a $100,000 project, there were a couple of unions that would go along with raising that threshold. Not all of them are willing to go along with that. And none so far I've found that are willing to allow certain types of reconstruction projects to be exempt from the laws.
We're talking with Mark Levi. He is Associated Press Capitol correspondent, joining us by phone from Harrisburg. We're talking about the transportation funding negotiations that are taking place in Harrisburg. The vote, if there is one, on a transportation bill would not happen until next week at the earliest, but if it happens at all, that is potentially a good sign for people concerned about funding infrastructure improvements and mass transportation in our region. Mark, what are the consequences of the legislature not reaching a deal on transportation funding?
Well, the consequences that lawmakers who are in support of it are trying to impress upon the general public is a couple-fold. One is a catastrophe, a bridge collapse that would cost lives. That's a constant worry of everybody here. Another is the damage to the state's business environment. When you have businesses who have told lawmakers that, you know, look, we're leaving Pennsylvania because the roads are in such poor condition, or we need better access, and so we're going to take our operation to a neighboring state that does a better job investing its transportation. That's another problem. There's also the discussion around the commuting times, the congestion, that causes delays for everybody, whether you're commuting, whether you're a business that relies on delivery and transportation and hauling. And there's also the general wear and tear to vehicles caused by the bad roads, that is a cost that everybody endures.
Tomorrow, Governor Corbett is announcing that he's running for re-election, which certainly comes as no surprise to anybody who's been following politics in this state. If a deal doesn't get done, how much does it hurt his chances?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say what people pay attention to when they decide who to vote for. It's something that not a whole lot of people may be paying attention to. The general public may not be paying a whole lot of attention to this issue. Now, there's a lot of business groups and labor groups that give money who are paying close attention to this. This bill is a high priority for major business groups and major labor unions, and they donate money to candidates success in this or failure in this could dictate how they give money next year. But for the average voter, it's hard to say how many are really paying attention to the debate in Harrisburg.
And the legislature is controlled by Republicans, and transportation funding is such a priority for the governor. So why aren't Republicans rallying to the cause? The House is controlled by Republicans. That's where this stands right now. What's going on?
Well, no one in the House has really ever identified transportation funding as a priority. And as I said before, there's a healthy element of the House Republican caucus that is against any kind of tax increase.
But are there constituents? I mean, these people have to be hearing from their constituents who are concerned about, the weight restrictions on bridges, who are, if they're living in rural areas, their roads may be deteriorating. If they're living in the city, they're dealing with the bridges issues that we heard about earlier, as well as, the potential of seeing mass transit routes get cut. You would think that there would be an outcry that would be starting if it hasn't already.
Look, it's possible that it's not a high priority for a lot of people in their districts. It's hard to say who hears what from their constituents. But like I said, the House leadership, the House Republican leadership, never identified this as a priority. And it was only after the Senate passed a bill in early June that they were forced to deal with it.
Mark Levi is the Associated Press State Capitol correspondent, and he's joined us from Harrisburg. Mark, great thanks to you for sharing the information with us this morning, today, I should say.
Thanks for having me on.
Coming up, meet the man whose graduate thesis for remaking Pittsburgh's transit system has gone viral. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.